Today's shiur is sponsored for Refu Shleima for Chaim Ben Leia Yehuda. Anyone who would like to sponsor a shiur and help the continuation of this shiur, please go to www.rabbifishman.com or email rabbifishman, that is rabbifishman@gmail.com. We are on page Kuf Ayin Hay in the new print, Perek Yud Gimel, Se'if Chav Beis. Middle of the halachas of preparation of wicks and fires on Yom Tov. Also, lachtech b'yamtiv es apsilus shal menoras neft u'kedem u'kedei liyash reisa. One cannot cut a wick on yamtiv in order to make it straighter. Ki tikkun zeh nasa b'psila atzma. Because this tikkun is a tikkun kli because it's not enhancing the fire b'etzem. It's correcting the wick, which will enhance the fire. So you're not allowed to prepare, you're not allowed to make wicks on yamtiv. So too, you cannot fix the wick. But the black stuff from a previous lit wick, that charred stuff, could be removed from the wick. Because that black stuff is no longer considered part of the wick. It's considered that it's on the wick. So you could clean off the wick on Yom Tov. So you could take that off on Yom Tov. Siv Chav Gimel, Psila B'ner Shemen She'ene Ru'uya Oid L'Shimush. A wick that's sitting in oil that's no longer usable for fire. So mutalitzia biyamtiv, you could remove it on the yamtiv, ulachliva bechadasha, and put in a new wick. Aval also lahachin psilum mitzem megefin ugedayim biyamtiv. But you can't take katin and roll and make a new wick on yamtiv. Also lahasu is a sibim in a psila chadasha gedei show yidlak yafi yezer. Also, if you have wicks, and you see them mixed into the cotton before they made the wicks. They didn't clean out the cotton well. And there's chaff, there's other things mixed into the cotton. You can't remove that from the wick. Also, you can't take a wick and cut it in half. Whether it's horizontally, you're pulling the cotton apart into two separate wicks. You cannot cut the wick into two. You cannot separate the cotton into two wicks. Preparation of wicks is prohibited. A wick could be put in, but you cannot prepare a wick. Siv Chav Dal b'yom tov mutar latchayv psila chad pamas atech mechas hasham k'dei lahad l'gba. You know, when you buy floating wicks, so it comes in the pack of red wicks and the pack of floaters, you're allowed to stick the wick into the floater on Yom Tov. However, yesh lahakbet shemechas hasham yemnuk mer Yom Tov. You have to be careful. Some of the floating wicks, the hole in the center is not fully cut out, or the aluminum foil top part is still there, and you have to make a new hole to push the wick through. So that's also the door in Yom Tov, because you can't prepare the floater. You can't be mechatech the floater where you're supposed to be mechatech it. Right? So you can't make the hole, but if you have floaters that have proper holes in them and you have wicks, you could stick the wick into the floating piece, which now completes it as a floating wick. Siv Chofei, Ein La, the bottom of page Kufayne, Ein Lahach, this Psila Chadasha, Teich Menoyas Neft, a Psilas Neft, Psilas Neft, Yamdev, Mekimon Sheesh, Mekach, Mashem Tikkun Kli. To put a new wick into these, I don't exactly know what these are large lamps that have, you know, that they use the kerosene or whatever, that, and it's not typical that you, it's not something where you're changing the wicks on a regular basis, that you cannot change on Yom Tov. On top of page Kuf, Ayin Vav, Hashimush B'Shoyin Shabbos B'Shabbos Yom Tov, we're going to switch gears now, talk about the halachas of Shabbos clocks. So, Siv Chavav, on top of page Kuf, Ayin Vav, begins, Shoyin Shabbos, the Shabbos clock. What's the Shabbos clock that we're talking about? Clock. It's plugged into the wall. Appliances are plugged into the Shabbos clock. And the Shabbos clock will turn on or off the appliances on Shabbos and Yom Tov by doing what? How does a Shabbos clock work? A Shabbos clock generally works that it cuts the power going from the wall into the clock to the outlet going out of the clock. and the timer tells it when to cut that electrical power. So such a thing, which is our typical Shabbos clock, mutar lechavnei be'erev Shabbos or be'erev Yom Tov, you could set it before Shabbos, before Yom Tov, kedei sheyafsik es hazerem v'shuv yichaberem b'shoyes haratzuyos, so that it cuts the power, or it attaches the power, at the times you have chosen. Siv Chav Zayin, Sho'in Mo'ira, Mechani, a mechanical clock. Sheyesh by Chelik HaMestevi Bizman Tziltzel HaShoin, Vayidei Chibur Ben Chelik Zeh Ben Mezik HaChashmal, Yesh B'Kerich HaChibur L'Shanes Bizman HaTziltzel As Pulis HaChashmal. So this is a mechanical clock that works differently. That when at a specific time, it shakes and it has like things that come off it that shake. And when they shake, they turn on something else or turn off something else. So it's not that built into the Shabbos clock is something that at the time it's going to cut the power, but it's mechanical wheels and mechanical things that come out of it that create the other thing to go off. So that too, miskinu chibur zeh be'erev Shabbos kei lahafzik as hazer machashmal b'Shabbos. If you prepare it before Shabbos, motel tatalo, you'll have to move it lachav sokas hazerem after it shuts off what you want to shut off. So too, you can move away, change your mind. You don't want it that when it starts shaking or the wheels start turning, it should turn the other thing off. You're allowed to move it away before it does it. However, these were built with obviously knots in it. So you have to be careful not to undo any of the knots. I don't know of any such Shabbos clock right now in use, but I don't know a lot of things. On the bottom of page Kuf Ayin Vav, Siv Chav Ches. Yesh l'chavein l'sadeh l'fnei Shabbos es sh'ayin ha-Shabbos. But you should make sure to set and make sure it's all prepared before Shabbos as Shabbos clocks. L'shoyis ha-ratzuyis l'avsok ha-zerem b'chashmal l'chiburim. To whatever time he wants electricity to go off or to go on. I'm going to talk about now when you could move trippers and not move trippers. But l'chadchila, one should be careful. One shouldn't have to rely on any of the coolers we're going to talk about. And he should preferably, before Shabbos, make a proper cheshbon, what he's going to need, what he's not going to need, and set things accordingly. He continues in Siv Chav Ches. Sho'in Shabbos, sho'in mechavim ba'idim, la'av zegzeren ha'chashmal b'shom siyemes. You have a Shabbos clock that was set to shut off the electricity at a specific time. It was shut off a light, shut off a lamp, an oven, whatever it may be. Mutar la'aseis b'shabbos es ha'dorish k'day she'yafzik b'shom mucheres, yoyse. You can do certain things that we're going to see further on with the trippers so that it doesn't occur to a later time. That the electricity should stay on longer. But you can't move the trippers in a fashion that it's going to cause it to go off earlier. Because then your mice and malacha is causing a mice, your mice and not malacha, your mice here with the tripper is causing a mice to happen sooner. Whereas when you push it later, so it was gonna have, would have gone off already anyway. So your mice is not really creating a new mice to happen. But when you pull it up earlier, that means when it goes off, that's only happening because of what you did. And we'll see as we go on how and when there's an etzer to move the trippers. V'chein, he says, so too. Im hoya ha-shoin mechavin l'chaber ezer mechashmal m'shom z'yemes. So too, if the clock is set to turn on the electricity at a specific time. Mutter lasses kedei shechabes hazer mu'uche yoyse, ach loy kedei shechabru mukaidim yoyse, muktim yoyse. So too, you could push it off, make it that the item that you're turning on should go on later, but not that it should go on earlier. Same idea. If you're causing it to go on earlier, that means your maisa of doing now something, even that might not be look like a maisa malacha, but it will be causing a maisa to happen. Right, because when the maisa happened, it wouldn't have happened. It may have happened at a later time, but this maisa wouldn't have happened. Whereas when you're pushing it to a later time, that maisa would have happened anyway. It's just making it that the maisa happens later. Siv Chof Tes. Page Kofayin Zayin. Bamedvar Mamur. When did we say you could do this on the Shabbos clock? B'shoyin Shabbos kezeh shebishoy shemishanim es hazman. To make sure it's a type of Shabbos clock that when you're moving the trippers, you're not unplugging or plugging or stopping or starting the Shabbos clock. It has to be that when you're doing something, nothing electrical is happening. Like these Shabbos clocks that have on them a tripper that's at every quarter hour or every half hour. And at every tripper has the ability for it to go on or off. So this is talking about those clocks that have every 15 minutes a piece that goes in or out. And you push in or you push out depending on the clock, whichever times you want on or off. Or the other types of trippers that, you know, go in and out, you pull them out, you squeeze them, they move over on the wheel. When you move it, it just goes automatically into the next, you know, crevice on the clock. It says, says, but a type where when you're doing something, you're going to be, something might happen in the background of the clock as you're doing it, except God wants you not do that. But by you taking it off or you putting it in, you're creating some type of electrical current. If I'm sticking in the tripper at an earlier time, now when you pull out the earlier tripper, because this new tripper is in, it will make it that nothing happens when you pull out the later one, that's also going to be okay. But you have to make sure that when you move the trippers, when you do something with the trippers, it's not going to create a new maisa. Siv lamed mutl lechavin es shoyne shab shemufon ba'idjoy bizman shezer machshma mufsak gam kach shezer mufsak lacha sheichu b'mechadosh mukta mekvi shoyim mechavet chila. So you set the Shabbos clock from before Shabbos that when the electricity goes on, this should go on. You could set the clock, let's say while the clock is off, and you see it's going to go, let's say it's 12 o'clock now and it's off. You see it's going to go on at 1 o'clock and go off at 3 o'clock and change your mind that you want it to go off at 2 o'clock. While it's off now, you could switch it so that it will go off later, earlier. Because now when you're switching it, you're not doing any maisa, because it's off now, and you're switching it to be more off. But you're doing it that after it goes on, it should go off. And the same thing vice versa. While the electricity is on, you could switch your trip in a way that after it goes off, it will go on earlier. So not that now while it's on, it will stay on short, it should go off earlier, or while it's off now, it will go on earlier. But while it's on or while it's off, you could set it in a fashion that after the other thing occurs, the following thing should occur sooner. Meaning while it's off, you could switch it that after it goes on, it should go off earlier. Or while it's on, you could switch it that after it goes off, the next time it's supposed to go on, it will go on earlier. Today's shiur is sponsored for Refuah Shleimah for Chaim Ben Leah Brocha. Please help sponsor this shiur in the future. www.rabbifishman.com or email rabbifishman, rabbifishman@gmail.com. To keep these shiurim coming on a consistent basis. Thank you.